I don't want to. Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Farah. She was 8 years old and she had been spoiled. She had been ill quite a lot, and because her mother had been sorry for her, she had let Farah have her own way far too much. Whenever she asked Farah to do something she didn't like, the little girl would say, "I don't want to," and would pout and frown. "Will you go and post this letter for me?" her mother would say, and Farah would make the usual answer, "I don't want to." Well, if you say a thing like that often enough, you just can't stop. And soon, Farah was saying, "I don't want to," 100 times a day. "What a spoiled child," people said. "Really, she's most unpleasant." Now, one day, Farah went across the fields and took a wrong turn. Soon she found herself outside a queer house. A well stood nearby, and an old woman was turning the handle that drew up the bucket of water. She saw Farah and beckoned her over. "Little girl, come and help me draw water out of the well." "I don't want to," said Farah at once. The old woman frowned. She wound up the bucket, took it off the hook, and set it down. "You could carry it for me into the house," she said. "I'm rather tired today." "I don't want to," said Farah, of course. "Well, what a horrid child," said the old woman. "You can't seem to say anything else but 'I don't want to.' Can't you say something pleasant for a change?" "I don't want to," said Farah. "Very well, don't," said the old woman. "Say 'I don't want to' and nothing else. Maybe you will soon want to change." And with that, she went up the path to her cottage. Farah felt a bit frightened. She remembered that the old woman had green eyes. Perhaps she was one of the fairy folk. She ran off and soon found her path. She went back home, and on the way she met Sarah, a school friend. "Farah, come and play with me after tea and see my new doll," called Farah. "I don't want to," said Farah, much to her own surprise, because she did want to, very much indeed. Sarah had told everyone at school about her new doll, which could stand up by itself and say, "Mama." "All right, don't come then," said Sarah, offended. "I'll ask Miriam." Farah walked home upset. Her mother met her at the door. "Farah, dear, go and get yourself some sweets before you come in," she said. "You didn't have your Saturday sixpence last week. Go and spend it now." "I don't want to," said Farah, and made her mother stare in surprise. Farah stared at her mother too. She hadn't meant to say that. She loved sweets, and it was fun to go and buy them. She wanted to say, "I do want to," but all her tongue said was, "I don't want to," once again. "My dear child, if you don't want to, you needn't," said her mother. "How tiresome you are sometimes. I will give your sixpence to Raza next door." Poor Farah, that was a dreadful day for her. It seemed as if everyone was offering something nice for her to do, and all she could say was, "I don't want to." In the end, everyone was cross with her, and her mother sent her to bed. "Go to bed and stay there," said Mummy. "I don't want to," said Farah, but she had to go all the same. Now, when she was in bed, crying under the clothes, there came a tap at the door, and who should come in but the old woman who had been by the well. "Good evening," she said to Farah. "How have you been getting on with that tongue of yours? Wouldn't it be nice to speak properly again?" Farah couldn't answer, because she knew that if she did, her tongue would say, "I don't want to," and she did badly want to speak properly again, very, very badly. "Well, now," said the old woman, "I'll make a bargain with you. If you try to be a nice little girl and will not be spoilt and rude, I'll make your tongue right again. But I warn you that if you say 'I don't want to' more than once in a day, the spell will come back, and you'll find you can't say anything else but that." "Thank you," said Farah. "I'm sorry I was rude to you. I won't be rude or spoilt any more." "That's the way to talk," said the old woman, and she smiled. Goodbye. Come and see me another day, and maybe your tongue will say something nicer to me than I don't want to. Well, Farah found it very hard to get out of her bad habit, but as she knew quite well that the spell would come back if she said I don't want to more than once in a day, she was very, very careful. The spell hasn't come back, so maybe she will be all right now.